This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you missed any of Tuesdays with Elliot, I would say it was a good Tuesdays with Elliot, even without him being here.
Always.
And that little device he used to be on, it sounded good today.
I know. Yeah, well, because he's in a quiet hotel room with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there you go. You need that Wi-Fi. You know, this Tush Push thing, it is a... I don't even know what we're talking about, but everybody loves talking about with the Tush Push. Though I have been swayed by Nick Sirianni. It's the first time I've ever been swayed by Nick Sirianni on anything. I came into it, I was like, who cares? And now I'm like, yes, this is not fair. What are we doing here? Anyway, 215-592-9494. We will hear some interesting audio from Jeremy Fowler about Myles Garrett and the Eagles' potential involvement in a moment. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, right in the middle of the lineup, five-hole hitter today. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I got locked up in the Phillies. You know, normally y'all come on after Philly, so I'm watching a game. I just got locked in, you know what I'm saying? Because you know me, I'm a 3-for-4 guy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's hard not to get locked in on some Phil spring training baseball, so I got
now, Corey, are you coming to – I was supposed to take you to a game at some point. Are you coming to Philly so I can take you to a Phillies game?
Let me know. Hey, we got scheduled that one day this summer. You know, let me know. I come through. You already know, you know.
Yep, I'm in. So what's up, man?
So listen, man, let me get this straight real quick. I'm worried about spring training. I don't even care about what's going on. And these dudes up here talking about the Tush Push. First of all, Sean McDermott, why are you even talking about it? We don't play y'all, and you talking about all danger.
We actually do.
It's not my fault your quarterback don't run it right. You need to worry about how y'all going to beat Patrick Mahomes, because you a defensive coach, and they put 40 on y'all's head. So I need you to figure that out before you worrying about the Tush Push. Second of all, Green Bay Packers. Listen, Matt LaFleur, you want to wear the glasses on the sideline and do all that with the trench coat where you walk out like you Lombardi. Win something first, dog. I'm tired of y'all talking about this. That's not my fault we good and y'all can't beat us. We put in the work, that, like just like how they be doing them trick plays and Ben Johnson be passing the ball to the offensive lineman. I feel like they should rule that out. That ain't football. You're not supposed to throw the ball to the offensive lineman. Get rid of those plays. I'm sorry my quarterback and my team and my old lineman is better than yours. Stop us. Y'all want to go crying, looking soft. I smell, you know what. Shout out House Party.
House Party.
That's what I smell. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Y'all crying about this. Also, real quick, I know y'all ain't got to it yet. I'm trying to get Myles Garrett, but I ain't giving up no young, thoroughbred, you know, raw dog on that line or the NS. I ain't giving up none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving up none of that.
Just remember this, Corey.
What about Bryce Huff?
I'll pack his bags for him. I pay the shipping.
Here's what I'd say about not giving up a draft pick for Myles Garrett is that...
No, I'll give up a draft pick.
Okay.
I'm not giving up the young players.
No, they're not going to need to trade players. But I saw
a goofy post from the...
No, they had the midday show, dude. Would you trade Nolan Smith in a first rounder?
Oh, well, yes. Yes. But also, that we're a little high off the last couple drafts and how it works. It's very easy to go back more than two years and pick out players we selected in the first couple of rounds that didn't work out. And getting a player now, Myles Garrett's 29. It's not like he's 25 or something, but you have the window is now, and you have three prime years left of Myles Garrett, and you're going to get, more likely, you're going to get more production out of those 3 years than you'll get in 10 years of whatever player you pick at 32 for the next 2 years.
I'll give up the next two first-round picks to get Myles Garrett. Bryce Huff, I don't, see, draft
Let's
picks.
Let's throw him in there.
Yeah, see if they'll take him.
Draft picks, I don't, and Bryce Huff will actually be good, I feel like, in Cleveland with Schwartz. That's the type of guy he like. He a hand-in-the-ground guy. You know what I'm saying? But, like, a guy, like, I'm not giving up an established young player. Like, I'm not giving up Nolan Smith, a dude that almost broke the Eagles sack record in the playoffs this year. All the great D linemen we had, he almost broke the sack record in the playoffs. I'm not giving that dude up. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Myles Garrett, a beast. All right, but you eventually got to pay Nolan Smith. You got to pay Q. You got to play Cooper. You got to think about that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Myles Garrett ain't going to just be no 20, you know.
No. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the other thing, I think, the thing that, and thanks for the call, Corey.
I'm looking to add to the exciting whites with Jack Sawyer.
Oh, yeah. Ike wants more white guys. we're pushing our luck, I think, maybe a little bit.
Say the lower averages.
Yeah, it's like,
catch up to us.
Yeah, tight end maybe. You know, offensive lineman maybe. Let's chill out though. Slot receiver. Let's kicker. The reason you don't see player for player trades all that much in the NFL is because the salary part of it is so complicated because of the way they spread that out. Now, Nolan Smith's still on his rookie deal, mm-hmm. right? But I imagine if you trade him to Cleveland, then Cleveland's going to have to pay him at some point. So Jeremy Fowler. Oh, and one last thing. He mentioned Sean McDermott. I've said this before. Sean McDermott is the problem with the Bills. Sean McDermott is supposed to be this defensive mastermind, and they get to the championship game. It's not, people blame Josh Allen. It's not Josh Allen. They end up not being able to stop whoever they play. They should pay $20 million a year for Steve Spagnuolo. They should call Steve Spagnuolo.
Spags ain't gonna leave. Oh, you mean the money?
Yes, just money. Pay him whatever it needs to be. Have him be the head coach, but essentially defensive coordinator. Oh. Let him be head coach.
Yeah,
good. Fire Sean McDermott. Let Spags essentially be the defensive coordinator, and let whoever's running the offense with the Buffalo Bills run the offense. They're doing a good job, and you are weakening your biggest opponent in the AFC, and you're strengthening your biggest weakness, which is your defense in big games.
Just we do play respect. Buffalo next year.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yes, Corey, just so you know.
All right, there you go.
Wow, that'd be a big week for Spike and I.
Well, we play the AFC West.
Yes, it will be.
We play the AFC West.
Yeah.
Ooh, Herbert.
And then we play the AFC West and the NFC North. Right, we play Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota.
Yes, because we play Detroit. Yep.
Yeah, and then you play the first place teams of the other divisions.
Okay, so we do have Buffalo next year.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we should do eight if the tush push is still legal. We should just tush push all the way down the field for Sean McDermott. So
battle the tush push.
Oh, we'll love that. So on the Myles Garrett situation here, do we have Andrew Berry as well? Can we do that first? No, we don't. Okay. Jeremy Fowler on Myles Garrett. Here's what he had to say.
This is a conversation that some people in the league have had, that the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the most aggressive, if not the most aggressive teams on the trade market, will be looking for a pass rusher. Josh Sweat, the Super Bowl likely or close MVP, could be out. The expectation is that he will sign elsewhere. So they're going to have a need there. Myles Garrett, they would not want to see him go to the Washington Commanders, for example. If that was to gain traction, Howie Roseman would likely step in, try to make a deal that is too hard for the Cleveland Browns to refuse. Keep it in mind here, the Browns are a hard no. They're still telling teams they have no interest in trading Myles Garrett. If he were to become available, several teams will be in that. Maybe the Eagles will be one.
Do you think that if the Commanders had the biggest offer, that it would incentivize Howie Roseman to offer more for Myles Garrett? Do you think that's true?
That would be interesting. Yeah, I don't.
No?
I think he would be tempted to. Listen, this may be a tough offseason for Howie from the standpoint of I don't know how much action he's going to be involved in.
Big time action.
I do believe there is a little bit of an eye on they're going to have to pay their young players coming up. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with Jordan Davis. this offseason, he's eligible for an extension this offseason. Nakobe is eligible for an extension that now. He's coming off an injury, so they probably won't do anything with him. But next year, again, Jordan Davis next year, if they don't, because here's the thing with Jordan Davis. If they don't pick up his fifth-year option, which they have to do this year.
Right. After his third year.
Yes. So after his third year, they have to pick up, they have to decide whether or not they're going to pick up his fifth-year option, or he'll be going into his fourth year as a free agent.
Do you believe in Jordan Davis?
I do for what they want from him. I don't think he deserves big-time money, though.
Right.
Right? Like I wouldn't pay him like I'm going to pay Jalen Carter or something like that. But for what he does, run stuffer, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I could see his role there, but I also could see where they could be like, well, that could be replaced.
Yes. I mean, some games he was playing 15 snaps, 10 or 15 snaps, right?
Right.
And
then
partially that's because of how effective Milton Williams was as well, too, who will likely not be on the team, too.
But, and that also tells you, could tell you what they're going to do with Jordan Davis. If you let Milton Williams walk, because if I were them, if I'm not planning on re-signing Jordan Davis,
then I'm
keeping Milton Williams.
Yeah. He just Milton Williams feels like a guy that somebody's going to overspend on.
Oh, yeah.
You
no
know,
doubt.
A guy that.
Well, Washington. I just saw they gave
Jonathan Allen.
I was going to call him Jared Allen. Jonathan Allen gave Jonathan Allen, their defensive tackle, permission to seek a trade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it must mean that they think they're going to sign somebody.
Yeah, so they must be targeting. And they could be looking at, I mean, Dan Quinn's a defensive coach. He could be looking at trying to bring in Myles Garrett and a Milton Williams. I think Washington has the most, like, salary cap.
They've got $85 million, I think, in salary cap.
A lot of money to spend.
A lot of money to spend. The Myles Garrett thing, the more that I think about it, the more I think, I know you want to think about the future and we want to have these guys that are great for 6, 7 years, whatever. To me, you're looking, even if a football team is great for 10 years, you're really looking at 3 years, three years.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking at this team that was the number one defense that was, and that is the one thing that you could say they were weakest at was edge rusher.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who's debatably the best edge rusher in the sport who's available. It reminds me of when they went and got A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
It is like, if you have an opportunity to go get a guy who, and he's more, Myles Garrett is more proven in his position than A.J. Brown was at his at that time. Man, I don't know how you turn down that opportunity if you can make it work financially, you know?
Yeah, I think at some point it becomes too rich for their blood.
Right.
Right? Like, they don't have the draft capital. We got 7 picks this year, none after the 5th round. So they may be looking at it like they got a 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and I think 3/5.
And they don't have all of their picks are at the end of each round. So they're less valuable than if they were a mid-pack team.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Here's the deal. I think that we great add to the exciting whites. I think we great get a Max Crosby.
Oh.
Well, that'd be great, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Won't cost you as much either.
Yeah, I think that's what's getting ready to happen. Now, on to the thing with Nick Sirianni.
OG, RG, OG, are you putting your hat in the ring for Eagles Insider of the Year? Is that an official report, Max Crosby to the Eagles? Okay.
Yes, it
doesn't matter to him. Sure.
Yeah, well, he's got nothing to lose. He's got nothing to lose. Yep.
I mean, I did get off the phone with Howie, though. So,
yeah, really.
Y'all watched him on TV. I was on the phone. So.
Sure, anyway, I bet. Yep.
So, don't get off sharp with the mouth.
All right.
I'm going to tell you about the Nick Sirianni thing. I think we got to tamper it down and be careful because right now there's a shift going on in the NFL. If you look at the Green Bay Packers and how they ran the ball, look at all the teams that's heavy running now, the way that teams are going to have to they're going to have to start putting 3 linebackers on the field like Kansas City did with us in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And also, Washington also tried to do it. That's why you're going to see a lot of linebackers being drafted this year. Now, if Nick Sirianni tells everybody, hey, yeah, I'm going to cut back on the carries on Saquon and try to preserve him, then people are going to say, well, we don't have to go and load. You know what I mean? They're trying to keep it open where you don't want to give out your game plan on how you wanted to attack this year. You know what I'm saying? So I do got to respect that part of it. You know what I mean? And I do think they're going to be smart with Saquon. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that we're going to utilize him the way that we've been utilizing him and going heavy like that, you know. But and also you'll look to see the Eagles draft another running back this year or probably get somebody in, you know, unrestricted free agent and sign him. But you're definitely going to have to the load up if we plan to do this. And the other thing, as far as with the tush push, it doesn't matter to me because I think that our front five offensive linemen will roll any front four or front five defensive linemen. So it only helps the fact that when we run the tush push, the way we line it up, they're able to bring in three more players to it. And then did y'all see the ESPN special on the science guy where he did the science on the tush push? He said that the two guys pushing doesn't even affect the play. He said the way that their offensive lineman is lined up and the way they attack it, that is what is moving the line forward.
Well, then, if that's the case, OG, since you and Elliot want to continue to say this, then you shouldn't be opposed to it if they ban it then.
Yeah, what do you care?
Right. And I'm not. My opposing would be that you're chickening out. Like you got to make up a rule to take away something that Jalen Hurts created, which is
Nick Sirianni created.
Even no. I said Jalen.
All right,
you
stop.
You ain't
got
to come in here and correct me.
And by the way, with that science, this is why people don't believe in science anymore. Is this guy saying the guys pushing him don't
right.
matter?
Yeah.
I have eyes. You know. Now I'm with Ike on the dinosaur thing, and I'm watching the tush push. And this science guy saying the guys pushing him don't matter. What are we talking about? Of course it matters. I see it with my own eyes.
What I'm saying, well, my comeback to that would be that I think that it's more of a, like when you're seeing it with your own eyes, which we all seeing it, we do see it, but you notice they're getting way more than what they need. You know what I'm saying? It's never like really, they're just getting it. You know what I mean? Like,
sure it is.
We got two more yards than what we wanted.
Because everybody's on the line, OG. Once he gets past it, it doesn't matter if they stop him 2 yards beyond it. It definitely matters that he's getting pushed.
Hey, Spike, real quick, did you see the one that we did in the Super Bowl where it looked like it was a snowplow? Like, them guys just laid on the ground, and Jordan Mailata was just, and he moved the guy while he was laying flat on the ground.
It's Chris Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was when Chris Jones was sideways.
Yeah.
Then he tapped out. He had a fake injury. Like, he had that knee injury, man. That was so phantom. You got Patrick
Mahomes. OG, that thing was 34-0, man. Everybody tapped out at 34-0.
Yeah, why keep playing that? All right, OG.
Patrick didn't change his whole hairstyle and every damn thing, man. He's wearing weeds now.
All right, OG.
We got him in shambles call. Out there in Kansas
we
City,
do.
Man.
You know, Chris Jones lining up sideways reminds me of when James Harden was at his peak. Mm. Remember when guys would just only guard his left side?
Yeah,
they tried not even guarding the right side and only standing on one side of him.
Yeah.
When a play
just giving him an open lane to go right.
Yes. Anyone who says that play is like, oh, it's just a snake. Okay. That's the first time I've ever seen a defensive lineman line up sideways to try to stop a play. By the way, what did he think was going to happen? I just can't even.
It's one of those things where you're like, nothing else works. It's like Frankie Louvo. He's just diving over the power. Like, nothing else is working, so I may as well try this.
Might as well.
Sneak right through. They're not even going to see that I'm here.
Yeah. And that was of a season full of amazing moments, both good and controversial. The referee in the NFC Championship game saying, if you do that again, I'm just going to award them a touchdown. Like a parent mad at the child for leaving his room dirty or something. You're not getting any TV time after 8 if you don't clean up your room. That was one of my favorite moments.
That's before you had TVs in your room, Jack.
Yeah,
I didn't get that till around college.
Really?
Yeah.
As an only child, you didn't have a TV in your room?
We had rules.
Ah.
Wow, you had to watch TV as a family.
Well, I watched by myself, but yeah.
Okay.
So you were like Chip Douglas sitting in front of the TV.
I don't know who Chip Douglas is.
Cable guy.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie with Jim Carrey. You've never seen the cable guy?
I know Larry the Cable Guy.
No. Cable Guy's a good movie.
I met that guy. That's a different guy.
Did you?
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. Wasn't he at Wingbo?
Get Her Done?
Get Her Done?
Was he ever?
Yeah.
He wasn't there when I was there, but he might have been there.
That's why I think I met him.
He was hot in the streets in like 2013.
Right, yeah, I met him somehow. Yeah, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. I remember, I think we had him on, me and Michael B. had him on.
Oh, nice.
The Cable Guy, a dark Jim Carrey movie. Kind
really?
Of a, yeah.
It is a dark Jim
like
Carrey
movie. Was he? No, that Butterfly Effect was Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher was not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
Nowhere near a comedy.
Well, you said dark.
Yeah, dark comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm a fan of dark comedy.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Coming up next... We continue
just to educate him. That's all we do is just educate him, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shocking. My father of two, honestly.
You've never seen any of these movies. At least I finally watched True Romance.
Yeah, you did.
It's good.
All right.
Yeah, you should watch it now.
Yeah,
Jeff.
It's good.
Come on.
I watched the Christmas break.
Yeah. When he did all that time.
When we took our break together.
Yes, yes. Well,
you've had three more breaks since then.
Oh, yeah. How many breaks? When's the next paternity leave?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I bet you are. By the way, college was when I gave up TV in my room. I had TV in my room when I was a kid. I got to college, didn't have a TV.
No TV in room?
Well, I didn't have a TV, and I decided, hey, this is much better. And my wife hates, I have a rule now, no TV in the bedroom.
What?
And she hates that rule. I'm a rule guy.
Now we got to go to break.
Okay.
I know you're not telling me you don't allow a TV in your bedroom.
I do not.
And Val goes along with this?
Well, you know, we all have our rules, and that's one of mine. That was an early rule. Well, she moved into my apartment at first.
There it is.
Well, it was my apartment.
Oh, but when I say my car, everyone has a meltdown.
Well, you didn't have that car before you got married.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's
true.
Yes.
That's just different.
Well, I'm saying I literally had an apartment that Valerie literally moved into, and I didn't have a TV in the bedroom.
But then y'all moved into a house.
We did.
Twice.
And she didn't change that rule then?
We've been in five different houses.
And,
two in South Philly, one in Delco, one in Springfield.
And the bedroom still doesn't have TV.
No.
Now, we don't have a TV in our bedroom either.
Yeah.
No, that was
TV
a jewel
in the bedroom, huh?
No.
All business in there.
Only
all
business.
Called a bingo sedee.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. The business being scrolling TikTok instead of watching TV. That's the business that's happening. All right.
Magic happens.
215-592-9494. Miles Garrett, Tush Push. We continue to talk to you about both. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.